You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio.
Okay, I'll hit it. Yee-haw! Hey, today we're going to be talking with, of course, our favorite cop, Carrie Schmidt from the OPP. And you know that it's the 70th anniversary that the OPP got its first contract from cities and associations in Ontario.
Carrie looks well for 70. I thought he was maybe 40, to be honest with you.
Well, we should know.
Okay.
We should know what well looks like. David Tate's going to join us, and he is with Elegant Motoring. And we're going to talk about wrapping a vehicle versus painting your car.
Wrapping?
Yeah. So what they do is they have this sort of plastic wrap they put on instead of painting your car. And you can put advertising on it. There's all kinds of stuff you can do with this information.
Oh, cool. And and then we've got Joe DeSilva.
Yep. Joe DeSilva is going to join us. He is a Mustang specialist out, I think, in Pickering or in that area. And they have a thing called Cruise for Life where they're raising money for Sick Kids Hospital. So I definitely want to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about free money from the government, which is my favorite subject.
Woohoo!
Right. With Darren Levine is going to join us. He is with a company called eGrants. That's with an S. And we're going to talk about how you can get a grant from the government to increase your business, to go into a new venture, to do some public good. So it's an interesting show.
Is it only one grand at a time?
I don't know. That's something we're going to ask. But it depends on what you're going to do. Like, say, for example, you want to increase your business by adding another service that you can't afford.
Sure.
They may step in, providing that you train people and help them get into the industry.
All right. Well, I'm sure he'll have the answers for that. And, of course, you've got some email questions coming up. We're going to play Stump the Chump, see if you can fool Al or not. And that's about it.
Yep, we're all ready to go. So without further ado, welcome to Dave's Corner Garage. And Al, take us out.
All right. After the break, we're going to have Officer Carrie Schmidt with us and find out what's going on our highways and byways. We'll be right back.
So we have Carrie Schmidt with us. Obviously, we know Carrie's with the OPP, and you just had a major blitz this long weekend we just passed.
Well, the Civic Long Weekend, we always are out there doing road safety initiatives, and through the long weekends, we often enhance our messaging to the community as to what we're focusing on. And this weekend, specifically, we were looking for all those high-risk drivers that we always see, impaired, distracted, aggressive, and people not wearing seatbelts. But we also want to bring attention to the issue of road safety for first responders. And that's tow truck drivers, police cars, police officers, firefighters, paramedics. When you see a stopped emergency first responder vehicle on the side of the road, you're required by law to slow down as you approach, proceed with caution, and move over if there's a lane available. And I'll tell you, this weekend, we laid over 6,600 charges across the province. When we look at the speeding, in addition to those, another 120 drivers are sitting right now at home, I hope, without a driver's license because their car is in the pound because they were charged with street racing or stunt driving.
You know, I noticed so much with the bikes, motorcycles, because they're so responsive. I mean, you can hear them here in Toronto. I live in this downtown Toronto. And, till 11, 12 o'clock at night, these guys are racing up and down the streets.
Oh, it goes all through the night. And I hear them from my windows as well. And they are you can hear them start from a stop and rev to red line and go through the gears. And I know they're going Mach 6 by the time I hear that. And I'm just waiting for that screeching tire and a crash. But it is so dangerous on these highways. I've seen motorcyclists pop wheelies right in front of me in my personal vehicle. I've seen drivers and officers, driving and seeing these things happen. And they're doing it right in front of police officers, trying to almost bait them into chasing them. They want to have this little cat and mouse game. They don't realize how dangerous it is. We had a fatality just last week where a motorcycle and a car who did not know one another started racing, just kind of egging each other on, and 5 miles up the road while they were doing this, there was a crash, and sadly, the motorcyclist is now dead.
You know, initially, because of COVID, there was way less traffic on the road, and we saw people doing this stuff. But now the roads are busy again, and they're still doing this stuff. How are you going to get them to stop?
Well, yeah, and you know what? Not only are the roads are busier again, but we're also in construction season, and so there's no shoulders, and there's no escape routes. And sometimes you see cars driving along, and all of a sudden, you know, traffic slows down suddenly in front of them, and they hit the brakes, and half of them will swerve and veer off onto the shoulder. Well, there is no escape route now, and now you're going to be right behind the vehicle in front of you. So if you're not giving yourself that following distance, and you're not giving yourself the appropriate time to react, you're going to be eating metal if you are driving without due care and attention, driving distracted. Like, there's so many things going on. It's so preventable. It's so busy out there. Drivers don't realize how much responsibility they have to be driving in their vehicle safely.
I was going to say, for $100, you go to Cayuga and you can let it all out. Nobody bothers you.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? You know, make sure that if you're driving your race car down there, that it's safe for the roads. I actually had a vehicle stopped last week, and it had for track use only performance tires. These are not street legal tires. These were track only tires, and you know, stock rubber. But you hit a little bit of water, a little bit of rain, you are going to go sliding, and that is just not the way. You know, you should be operating a vehicle. Obviously, it also had cut suspension, no exhaust, and all sorts of other issues. That vehicle was on their way to the racetrack. If you're driving that kind of vehicle, you better not be. Put on a trailer.
Terry, question. If our listeners are out there and they see these people doing this crazy stuff on the, you know, on the highway, how do they get in touch with you guys to go hunt them down?
Yeah, well, do you know what? We had our airplane up in the sky up over Highway 6 over the weekend as well. And so we have a communications up and down from our officers to the aircraft. And we're taking calls from the public as well. So if you see that dangerous driving behavior, call STAR-OPP, which is STAR-677 on your cell phone. And that'll put you right in contact with our communication center. You report what you're seeing. And if by chance you also have dash cam, you can forward that off to officers as well. And that'll be part of the case, the evidence to go with the investigation. You know, we want to interrupt and stop these kinds of dangerous drivers and behaviors before there's a crash, before someone gets hurt or killed. And, you know, I've driven by far too many roadside memorials with crosses in the ditches. And, and every one of them represents a loved one, a family member, and someone who's not coming home. And, you know, likely because of very preventable reason. They may have not been at fault. They may be the innocent victim in a tragic circumstance. But no matter how the outcome happens, it's still a tragedy, and it's a heartbreak for those families. So,
you know, this goes back a few years ago, but there was a story where there was a kid on a stolen motorcycle, and they didn't want to chase him, but they followed him, and they got him to Dixie Road and I think Orenda around there. And there's a police car just in the middle of the intersection, not doing anything, just sort of trying to get him to stop. He went through the police car, into the windshield, into the guy's lap. And nobody ever talks about what effect it has on the officers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
this guy had to actually quit the force. He was that traumatized.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I understand, like, you know, PTSD and mental health and issues, we need to get support around us. There's support for us as well. But again, that kind of trauma, first responders see it all the time. Citizens see it all the time. When we try to recognize people for going above and beyond the call of duty for life-saving and acts of heroism and bravery. You know, but again, you know, no matter where you are, on the roads, on the trails, on the waterways, we've had drownings. We've had issues with people not wearing life jackets and people going in and trying to rescue these people. And sadly, we have our underwater search and recovery team. They're the ones that they recover. They don't rescue, because by the time they get there, you know, they're looking for the deceased, and it's so sad.
Yeah, no, Carrie, we've had some great weather, and of course, you know, you guys are back out on the lakes again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're on the water all the time. We have our marine officers patrolling, making sure that everyone has a life jacket on board, that they have the right emergency equipment, that they know how to operate their vessel. Because, again, we've had far too many tragedies on the water this year. Our fatalities on the water are about double where they were last year. And a lot of people aren't going to international destinations or whatever. They're staying local. and maybe they're renting a boat or going out in the water in a kayak or canoe, because that's where everyone's going these days. But just realize what the water can be very unforgiving. And, you want to be close to your family, always within arm reach of the children, and make sure they have their life jacket on anytime they're near water, on the dock. If they fall off or hit their head and they go under, if they're not able to swim, they're not wearing life jackets, they may not surface. And it is an absolute panic-stricken family that's calling for help. And by the time we get there, often the outcome is just a notification that, someone's not terrible. Coming back.
Terrible. Well, I want to thank you as being a first responder. I think, you guys should actually show more pictures of what the aftermath than we actually see, because that might straighten things out too.
Well, it's graphic and horrific that we have to deal with this. And out of that, we try to piece together the picture of what happened and provide some answers to families, because they have so many questions and sometimes we don't have the answers. And it is a tough work, and there's so many officers out there doing amazing work every single day. And so when you see those flashing lights on the side of the roads, no matter what color they are, slow down as you approach, move over. Thanks for slowing down. And anytime you see any vehicle broken down, think about what it feels like to have cars zipping by you within just a couple of feet.
Yeah, it's so true. Thank you for taking time.
Awesome. Have yourself a great day.
*OPP if you need help.
Hey, question. Can you do that while you're driving?
Yes, you can. Yep.
Okay.
That's an exemption that you can. We prefer the passenger make that call, but the driver can make that call as well.
And if you get stopped, just tell them Schmidt said it was okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Who? Have a great
Gary,
day. Talk to you soon.
Have a great day. Drive safe.
All right. See you guys.
All right. After the break, we're going to have Dave and me.
I'm Al.
I'm going to be answering your questions.
We'll be right back.
We get a lot of emails. We thank you for those. You go to davescornergarage.com. There's a spot there where you click the button and you can send us your questions, and we'll either answer them on the air or we'll write you back right away. Well, you know what the heck? We'll do both. Anyways, here's a couple. Let's talk about it. Al, I have a question. I have a 2017 Chevy Cobalt. During the last winter storm, I slid into the curb with the left front wheel, and at the time, I didn't have the money to get a wheel alignment. I waited a couple of weeks and got it done at a shop for $50, but the car still feels like it's not aligned properly. Am I driving am I letting the wheel go, it'll pull to the left? Could they have not done a good job?
Well, they got a $50 job. What do you expect? really, it's funny how people shop price, eh? And forget about quality. A proper alignment is anywhere between $100 and $150. So $50, I don't know what they did for $50. But certainly, if this guy got a receipt and it was a legitimate shop, by all means, go back and say, you know what? I brought it in for an alignment because it was pulling. It's still pulling. I don't know what they're going to do. But, if you're lucky, it could be that there is a setting that they can fix. But there's a good chance that there's some setback there. In other words, it could be that that wheel's been pushed backwards. It could have a bent strut. It could have a bent control arm. And that has to be fixed first, because the adjustments that the manufacturer provides are for only for not even a half an inch. So, if it's back an inch and a half, enough that you can see it, there's bent parts. And you have to change the parts first before you can do the alignment. And otherwise, it'll never be straight.
And what people don't realize is that alignment is not just two wheels anymore.
That's right. You have to make sure that the heads go on all four, because it's all four wheels have to be going in the same direction.
Yeah, people don't realize either four-wheel alignment and the hours that it takes to do that. So it's got to be at least $100 to do it.
Exactly. So $50. Again, I'm thinking this: somebody did this on the side. They did it for cash money, no receipt. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. And the other thing is sometimes you can sue the city for potholes and for damages like that, but your chances of getting paid are pretty poor.
Well, exactly. They're not great. And in this case, he's liable to have passed the expiry date, you have to report it between a certain time and submitting a bill for $50 when you may have $1,000 repair cost isn't going to help very much.
Interesting stuff. Drive a 2000 and something Lexus 300. Mm-hmm. You didn't tell us here. Recently, I noticed the vibration when I accelerate slowly going up an incline. Turns out there's a premature knock when I buy a cheaper grade of gas. I talked to my service manager who put in a quart of additive into the tank and advised me to do the same next time I fill up at the pump. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what kind of grade of gasoline I should be using?
The easiest way is you open up the gas door of the vehicle where the flap is, and it will tell you the type of octane rating that your engine mm-hmm. requires.
Minimum. It's called a RON number.
Okay, so he was using the wrong number. He should be using the right number. yeah, you can't cheat like that. I mean, on a newer car, there is a little bit of room that you can try to cheap out. So in other words, if your car calls for super and you want to try mid-grade because they have a mid-grade, you could try it out and see how the car reacts. You may not feel or hear anything. But I did that in an older car, and before I even got three blocks, the engine was pinging and the smell of sulfur was terrible. And so I realized I couldn't. So that's where it usually is. And if you can't find it there, guaranteed it'll be in the owner's manual. So that's what you need to do.
Now, wouldn't the there's a knock sensor in the more modern cars. Like this mm-hmm. is an ES300. So this has got to be at least a 10 or 12-year-old car. But in the modern cars, we have what's called a knock sensor, right? So it retards the timing?
That's right. What it does is it adjusts the timing so that it changes the advance. It retards the timing so that to try to eliminate the knock. In mm-hmm. the old days, you didn't have that. Wherever you set the distributor, that's where it stayed.
Yeah.
So, you couldn't affect that. And again, this has been done for fuel economy. It's been done for performance. So this is why it's dynamic now rather than static as it used to be.
You know, and I also heard that if you're putting in super gas, you actually will go further on a tank of gas than you will be on regular.
I kind of wonder about that. You know, for the most part, I've the way I understand is that there's no point in putting in something that your car doesn't require because mm-hmm. you're only spending more money. I've never seen that additional mileage because I think if it was common or possible, I think there'd be a lot more talk about it. So I'm not sure that actually happens.
And some guys are saying you should put acetone in the fuel.
You know, again, the system, though, are so delicate and so costly. Like, do you want to start ruining, you know, fuel injectors or fuel pumps? You know, if the car's running fine, leave it alone.
Interesting. I just bought a new car. The aftermarket is offering a reflash of the computer to get mm-hmm. more horsepower out of it. And I'm thinking, maybe not.
Well, not right now. Well, first of all, your car has major horsepower to begin with, right?
Yeah.
What I can promise you, though, is that if you change the chip or if you change the programming in that computer and you have a problem 3 months later and you have to go to the dealership under warranty to get the car fixed, they could void the warranty altogether and you could be looking at a big repair cost. So, cars are certainly well designed now. You know, engineers spend thousands of hours and dollars trying to get the peak performance out of them. So, you know, as far as being able to buy a cheap chip or something that's going to affect the mileage or give you that much more horsepower, they're usually a fallacy.
Do you, I heard in the industry now they're starting to reflash the computers anyways as part of a tune-up.
There are circumstances. As a matter of fact, I wanted to talk about it afterwards because Honda has just announced a big recall. Computers in the car now, you know, have reflashable memory and right. programs inside it. So in other words, if the manufacturer sees a problem down the road, that they can actually change the mapping, you know, of the computer. So this can be done. If you're under warranty, that's great. Otherwise, if you're out of warranty, you have to pay for these upgrades and can be costly. But it's there for performance. It could be there for fuel economy. We've seen a lot of it for how a transmission shifts because transmissions work electronically now. And if you change the shift pattern, you know, you're going to increase the, you know, how the car feels. Like this customer complained about the vibration when he was going up a hill.
Yeah, that's right.
It could be something like that. So the computer could say, well, if you're feeling the misfire, how about we gear down a little bit? And, you know, drop a gear, and then we can take advantage of that extra RPM and get rid of that problem that we have.
So, in other words, if you're going in for a service, you could even ask, is there an upgrade on my computer? And if there is, why would we take care of it?
Exactly. Ask them how much the reflash is going to cost. But you want to find out, you know, what they're going to affect, because the reflashing, they will give you a list of areas that it's going to address. And if it's nothing. Also, quickly, I just wanted to mention Honda's recalling 53,000 Honda Odyssey passports this year. That was for 19 and 20. And it's specifically for this. Apparently, there's been a lot of issues with the dashboard, like with the entertainment and GPS systems. They've come out with reflashes to fix these. Because don't forget, you know, we try to pair up devices that the manufacturer doesn't make. Like I have a phone. It could, you know, maybe I have a Samsung. Dave, I think you have an iPhone. Mm-hmm. The manufacturers have to stay current and figure out how to make all these things up as they come out. I had a problem years ago with my Infinity, and I called the head office, and they said, "Well, we didn't make your phone." I said, "I know you didn't make my phone." And of course, then I called Apple, and they said, "Well, we didn't make your car." So you get stuck in the middle. But here's something that's going to be done for nothing. And the other issue they're having on the same vehicles is the sliding doors will open by themselves, which is obviously a safety item. So you want to make sure you take it in. And they will do these repairs for free. Don't be scared. They're free fixes, and it's good that they're doing it.
Good stuff. All righty. So your local guy can take it in for you, or you just take it to your dealer?
Just take it to your dealer. Call ahead because, you know, I saw it with airbag recalls where the manufacturer would say, come and bring it in, but the dealers didn't have stock. So instead of wasting time, call your local dealer. Tell them what you're after. Say, listen, I need the airbag fix, or I need my rear camera updated, which is what they're doing. And find out if they have parts and the availability. Sometimes the dealer doesn't even have that stuff yet.
You got to run. David Tate is going to join us shortly from Elegant Motoring. We're going to talk about sanitizing your car in this COVID crisis and what we call wrapping them right after this.
All right, we've got David Tate on the line with us. He's from Elegant Motoring. You know, I don't know if you're aware of it, David, but Crown is one of our sponsors. Now, they protect the bottom side of your vehicle for sure, but you've got a product that will protect the top side. What is it all about?
Absolutely. We actually have a couple of products, two different types of protection. One is a ceramic coating, and nowadays the ceramic coatings have self-healing capabilities, but typically what they do is they make your paint harder, so it's less likely to develop micro marring and swirl marks and stuff that everybody's familiar with.
But in terms of its look, it's going to look exactly, except for shinier, it's going to look exactly the same, right?
Exactly. It's going to have more gloss, but it's going to look exactly the same. You'll wash it less because of its slickness. And then on the flip side of that, there's another type of protection. Usually people do both, which is impact protection. So, people are familiar with 3M Stone Bra or Clear Bra, stuff like that. So there's a bunch of different products and different companies that make those films. But basically, they protect against stone chips and heavy abrasion. So if sometimes if you do a light rub on a concrete wall, maybe in your condo and a pillar or something like that, a lot of times it won't break the film. Sorry, it'll damage the film, but it won't break the paint. So you just pull the film off, put a new one on, saves you a couple days at the body shop.
Dave, I have a question. When you have this ceramic coating, and heaven forbid you have an accident, they replace a fender or a door, does it affect the other parts of the body? Like, how does it work?
No, so they basically just wet sand it down like they would normally prep a vehicle for body work. They do their body work that they need to do, whether it be paint or filler or whatever it might be. And then once it's completed, the ceramic coatings and the paint protection film are all covered by the insurance companies as well. So long as you show them the invoice and where the work was done, they'll actually do the work. My advice would be try to make sure the work gets done with whatever shop did the work originally, because a lot of times when the body shops do them, it's not the same.
Mm-hmm. Right. So in other words, you have no color mismatch and
they don't use the same film. They use a lower grade of film. They might not use the same ceramic coating, and et cetera, et cetera. We deal with a host of body shops. Mm-hmm. We actually just had an RS3 that was rear-ended in here yesterday. It got picked up. It came in on Tuesday. The body work had all been completed and painted. We did the coating on it and sent it back.
All right. The other product I want to talk about is, sometimes people buy a car used, for example, and they decide they're not happy with the color. And, you know, most body shops are not interested in doing a color change, but you've got another alternative instead of painting, right?
Absolutely. People find it like they, some people say, oh, it's super expensive. But when you think about even on a new vehicle, on a leased vehicle, you might not like the colors options that come with it. You might want something mm-hmm. different to stand out. We do a full vehicle wrap. So you do a full color change on the vehicle. That way you can do things like, you know, chrome tends to be kind of passe these days. So you might want to do a chrome delete, something very simple. Mm-hmm. On the flip side of that, you might be you want something a little bit flashier than your, you know, normal mundane purple or actually silver is what I meant. Mm-hmm. And you might want to have purple. So at that point, yeah, we could just wrap the vehicle in the purple. It might even be something you might do a combination. So as an example, we had one of the new, Tesla Model Ys in here. And he got like, I don't know what the exact color is called, but it's like a dark gray, almost like a Grigio from Ferrari. And he wanted something a little different, but he didn't want to, he also wanted to protect the vehicle. So what we did was we actually used a satin or a matte paint protection film mm-hmm. to go over the whole vehicle. So we changed it from a gloss to a satin or matte finish, which gave him kind of that custom bespoke look. But we did it with a paint protection film, so the entire vehicle was protected with Stoneguard, basically.
It's also a canvas. If I'm in a commercial vehicle and I want to advertise my company.
Yeah. Yeah,
we can do that with a wrap, right?
Exactly, exactly. You can do that in two ways. We can either print graphics and logos and designs, even right up to full-fledged photos, right onto the vinyl. Or you could do a base color and just do cut graphics or vinyl on it.
David, quickly question. A lot of people lease cars these days. Yeah. Let's say I have to give the car back. Does a wrap come off easily?
Oh, yeah, we just pull it off.
Just like that.
Takes about 3-4 hours. Takes 3 to 4 days to wrap it, mm-hmm. but it takes 3-4 hours to pull it off.
And there's no damage cool. underneath.
No damage underneath. It actually, it's much thinner than paint protection film, a cosmetic film, but it still protects the car. So you might still have stone chips and stuff like that because it can't. It's not thick enough really to protect against that. But any, you know, micro marring from abrasion, from rubbing up against it and stuff, the film itself takes that abuse and the paint is still fresh and clean underneath.
You know, I was astonished when I was listening to the numbers of impressions. If you have a car that's wrapped commercially, you can get almost 500,000 impressions a month just on that car. With your name and address and company and everything, people will see it. It's a fantastic Absolutely. Form of advertising.
Yeah, I drive around. I have simple advertising on my back window of my pickup truck. I have a dually, so don't get me wrong. It's a massive truck, and it's wrapped in a satin purple. But on the back, I have our advertising and the name of the shop and so on. And we get calls daily based off of it.
All right, and if people want to call you, how do they do that?
They can give us a call, 416-897-5675, or they can reach us through our website via our web chat or check out some of our services and pricing at elegantmotoring.ca.
And you're down where you've moved, haven't you?
We did. We got a brand new facility, marble floors. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. You should come down and check it out. We're at 20 Jutland Road in South Etobicoke, Kipling and Queensway area.
If you put me on hold, am I going to be listening to Purple Rain?
Absolutely.
A little humor there.
And we provide raspberry berets when you come in.
Perfect. David, thanks for joining us today. Have yourself a great weekend.
Elegant well, Motoring. Guys. Name of the company is Elegant Motoring.
All right, right after the break, we're going to speak to Joe Da Silva. He's going to tell us about his Cruise for Kids. They're raising money for Sick Kids Hospital, and you'll never guess who's going to be in the lead car. We'll be right back.
Well, coming up next is Joe Da Silva, and Joe's got a shop out in Pickering specializing in Mustangs, and he says the two other brands, which I wonder what they are.
We do Chryslers and we do some GMs, absolutely, because some of my customers own all three. So
yes. So where does life start for you? You were a drag racer.
Yeah, I started actually, believe it or not, in the bad side. I started by street racing, and that got me in a lot of trouble with Mr. Policeman. And then basically I started racing professionally in the U.S. Well, I started here locally and then decided I wanted to go to the big pond and race in the U.S., and I did that. So I was pretty lucky I got to do what I wanted.
Joe, did you actually go to school to get your mechanics license, or are you just
no, self-taught? Rider? Yeah, started in my dad's driveway, taking motors out. My dad's driveway, he didn't like that a whole lot because the driveway got oil on it.
Yeah.
But just playing with my own cars and involved from there.
Now you guys do all kinds of upgrades and, you know, tweaking Mustangs. What kind of work do you do on them normally?
Everything from looks to horsepower, basically wheels, tinting, striping, supercharging, pretty well anything to do with a Mustang from 79 and right up to 2020. So right out of the showroom.
It was interesting. I watched your video online, and you guys will take people's automatic cars and make them back to standards, eh?
Correct. A lot of people like stick, and the car is always worth more money standard than they are automatic. Although
really?
The new Mustangs, the automatic's way better, way faster with an automatic than it is with a standard. But the old cars, the trannies were really bad. They would not hold up to any kind of power.
All right. Well, you guys, you like to give back to the community, and you're doing a cruise for life. Tell us about that.
Correct. So this year, unfortunately, COVID-19, we're not doing our local car show right on the road. This city of Pickering gives me the whole four lanes. And this year, I just couldn't sit and go to the corner and say, you know what, we're not going to do anything. So we got together with Doug Ford, and we talked to him about if we're, you know, could do a cruise to downtown Toronto, the sick kids. And he was all up for it as long as the COVID was, the numbers were really low, and they are. And so it's a go ahead from Durham Police, OPP, and Metro. So we have Alan from Metro, Kerry Schmidt from the OPP, and of course Joe Tercia from Durham Police Department. So we got all three departments involved, including the community, and of course all my customers and friends and anybody that wants to come be a part of this, raise some money for Sick Kids Hospital.
So what is that? What's happening? You're driving from Pickering to Toronto?
Correct. So basically, we have a drive-through donation drive-through. So a lot of people basically will throw us money, checks. They can also donate on an app, Sick Kids donation website. And basically, I mean, we already raised $20,000. We got a check today for $11,000 today alone.
Wow.
So we've already raised over $20,000 before the cruise even started. And people are very generous. Some people donate $100, $200, $300. There's also a live auction we're going to do first thing in the morning at 9 a.m. And then, of course, people are going to win prizes also. So when they buy a ticket, so if they donate $20 to get a ticket, that gives them a chance to win some prizes. So not only are you giving, you might get something in return, that we have sponsors that really every year they come on board with us and whatever we need from them, from money to parts to gifts. People are just generous when it gets to Sick Kids Hospital. It's on Sunday, August 9th. So basically everybody meets up. People start early in the morning, but I tell people 9, but they'll be there at 8, 7. And we'll have everything set up. And then basically we line all the cars on the road. Durham Police Department will block the intersections going to the 401. And then, of course, Kerry Schmidt, that's always on TV. I don't know if you guys know who he is, but he's a famous guy, really nice guy. He makes me feel real short when I'm beside him, but then he's taken over the 401. Of course, Doug Ford will be leading with his whole entourage.
So you're going to take the 401 to where?
401 to down the Don Valley to the Gardner. The Gardner, we're going to split into three different groups because it could be up to 1,500 cars. So we're going to do probably Bloor or Richmond, and everybody kind of meets up in front of drive-through university in front of Sick Kids and wave. We can't really stop because of emergency vehicles that might have to go to Sick Kids. So It's kind of a drive-through wave. And of course, all the kids are probably looking out the window, and it'll be a good feeling. And we're just we're hoping for donations. If you can't make it, please donate, because it's not about today, it's about tomorrow.
How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah.
So thesilverracing.com or mustangtoystore.com or 905-837-7700. And please come on out and have a good time with us. And it's all being controlled by all police departments. And we're trying to have a safe cruise. Please, if you're going to be a hot dogger, please stay home. Don't come. But if you want to come in and have a good time, behave yourself, because we don't want nobody to crash into anybody or kill anybody. So.
Now, you're saying 1,500 cars?
It could be up to that. So when I have my show at my shop, I get over 1,000 cars. Last year we had 800, and we couldn't get them all in. So it's people are really generous. You know, you just never know what we're going to use the kids. That's why I tell people, you just never know.
So let me ask you a question, Joe. If Doug Ford's name was Doug Chevy, would you still have him?
Absolutely. He's a good guy. I would.
But don't tell him, but that's the only reason you're having him ahead of the parade.
Yeah, he has the right name for it, that's for sure. But we want to decorate. I can't even talk today. But we have a little boy, Riley, that was born a month ago. He's had 5 heart surgeries. He wasn't going to make it, And he made it. So we're dedicating this cruise to Riley in his name. So he's actually on our back of our event shirts, and he's a survivor. He's a tough guy. Just happens that he's the son of the girl that works in my shop, her sister's little boy, and he's just like, you never know. And she's been putting time in for 13 years raising money for Sick Kids. So I tell people, you just never know when Sick Kids are going to come up.
Great cause. Thank you for joining us today, Joe.
Yeah, give us the information again.
Okay, MustangToyStore.com or TheSilverRacing.com or 905-837-7700. Please come on out and have a good time, and please donate to Sick Kids if you can't make it.
Love it. Thank you. You can also go to our website. We'll put it up on the website so people can click over to your website.
Awesome. Right, you guys are great. Joe. Thank you for having me on London. Thank you.
You're very
welcome.
Thank
you, Joe. Good luck.
All right. After the break, we're going to be talking to Darren Levine. He's the head of eGrants, and he's going to tell you if you have a good project and you can impress them, they can find you some money. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Okay. You know, we were just starting to look into getting some more money for our company. We wanted to start building a studio, and I found out that there is grant money available. So I got a hold of him, and Darren is on the phone. Darren, tell us what's available in the grant area, like for folks that want to increase their business or enter a new type of business.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for having me. There are many different types of grants out there. There are grants across all different sectors and industry. And the key is finding the right grant for you. It's about really understanding what you're looking to achieve, what your vision is for your company, where you want to go, and matching you with the right grant. And that's where I can help.
So how does it work? I come to you with an idea, and you tell me go back and fix it?
Well, you come to me. It all starts with a conversation. You give me a call. I really want to understand your priorities, your goals, what you're working to achieve for your company. And then from there, I'll spend some time searching for the right grant or different possible grants that are right for you. I'll bring them back to you. We'll have a look at them. We'll go through them. And then once you think there's one that matches well with what you're looking for, I can help prepare the grant application for you.
Say, for example, Alan wants to put more equipment into his shop. Okay, he wants to enter a field of repairs that he hasn't been doing before. Is that something that's grantable?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just a matter of looking for a grant that matches with that goal. There are grants for new technologies. There are grants to improve your services. There are grants to improve your supply chain. There are grants for all kinds of different initiatives. It's just a matter of really understanding what's important to you and then finding the right match.
Now, Darren, I understand that, you know, obviously the people who are going to give you the money need a whole lot of documentation and a lot of, you know, preparation of paperwork and things like that before they're going to give up this money. Is that something you help them with specifically?
Absolutely. The grant applications can be very lengthy and time-consuming, and that's where I can help. And once successful, there are a lot of expectations throughout the grant process. And so the funders will want reports. They'll want to see evidence as to how the grant is being used, and that's where I can help as well in terms of writing those reports and ensuring that we are demonstrating not only how the grant funds are being used, but the tremendous impact that they're having for your business.
Now, you actually get paid by the people that are supplying the grant.
We can. Yeah, I think we can look at that. You know, I think the first piece of work is about preparing the grant. It's finding the grant and preparing the grant. Mm-hmm. And depending on the extent of that work, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all process. We would carve out the right pathway for you. It starts with a no-cost, no-obligation conversation. And from there, we'll work out a plan that's right for you. And yes, in terms of managing the grant, once successful, sometimes the grant funds can be used to cover the costs for someone like me.
Love it. So,
Darren, once you're familiar with what the person is looking for, you do usually have a good idea that the grant will be granted, so to speak?
Well, I can't guarantee the outcome, but what I can do is help build the best case and try to increase the likelihood that it's going to be successful. And that's where my experience over the past 24 years comes into play, where we'll build a strong case. We'll pull together evidence and research and statistics and build a case as to why funding for you and your business is important, how it's going to help the economy. And I outline the return on that investment.
All right. So your website is egrants.ca. It's pretty precise or concise in terms of information that there that people can find out if they've got a good idea that'll be granted.
My website is egrants.ca. There's some information on there about me and the kind of work that I do. And from there, I would recommend a conversation.
So Darren, the question I had was, is it open to somebody who's now only in business or somebody who wants to get into a business and sees an opportunity?
I'd say both. Again, there's such a wide range of grants that are available. If you have an established business or you're looking to start a business, there are grants that are available to help you.
Oh, fascinating stuff. Okay, give us the address once more.
egrants.ca, egrants with an S, .ca.
Perfect. Darren Levine is a PhD and an ABC and all the other numbers that you need. And we're actually going to be dealing with him trying to build a studio. So let's see if that works out for us also. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
All righty. We'll be right back after a few messages with our closing comments. Fascinating show. Hey, listen, it's time to go home.
It is. And if you're driving down a highway, please, like Carrie said, slow down. If you see an emergency vehicle, you got to slow down. You got to move over. Too many of our, workers are getting injured. And we want to thank, too, David Tate. David Tate is from Elegant Motoring. If you you feel you want to protect the outside of your car, he's got all kinds of different products. Perhaps you want to advertise. They can wrap it, put a billboard on the side of your car.
You should do that with your little truck, your little service truck there.
I should. I'm going to give him a call. And we want to thank Joe DeSilva. If you got a Mustang that needs, you want to make it go fast, Joe DeSilva. Joe DeSilva's Racing is happy to help you out with that. And who else are they helping? They're helping the Hospital for Sick Kids this weekend, tomorrow actually, with their Cruise for Kids. So you want to check out Joe DeSilva's Racing and find out how you can enter. They're taking, there's lots of prizes. It's COVID safe, so it should be a lot of fun. And Mr. Doug Ford is going to be in the lead car. So if you got any complaints, he'll be right there. You can talk to him.
Well, it's called Cruise for Life, and it's actually raising money for the Six Kids Hospital. And we want to thank Darren Levine for joining us and talk about grants. We're definitely going to be looking into that because our long-term plans are to open our own studios. So that should be fun.
But you're going to have to give Joel a job.
Definitely. I'd be happy. And I want to thank Joel for all the work that he's been doing. People don't know that, but behind the scenes, there's a lot of work going on because of COVID-19, and we're all on our phones. So somebody's putting it all together, and he deserves our praise. Joel, thank you so much. And that's it. It's Dave's Corner Garage for another day, and we'll be back next week. We have an exciting show lineup for you as usual. Alan, thank you.
You're very welcome. Don't forget, drive safe. Keep the greasy side down and the shiny side up.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.